All right, this is the Marysville Board of Education special meeting of August 6, 2013. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Mabee.
Here.
Mrs. Devine.
Yep.
Here. Mrs. Greer.
Here.
Mr. Lassiter.
Here.
Mrs. Powers.
Here.
Okay, I need a motion to approve the resolution to renew the existing tax levy for the amount of 6.56 mils, please. Moved and second. Then any discussion? Just it's a straight renewal.
Five years. It'll bring in. We'll find out how much it'll bring in here. I'll text the auditor in just a second.
Okay.
Roll call.
Any further discussion? Hearing none. Can I get a roll call then, please?
Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes. Okay, the motion carries. And now you're going to that off to the auditor, and we will pause momentarily.
Easy.
Where's the auditor?
You're on your laptop.
There's the
open. Sorry. I can show you my slideshow from vacation. I don't have any music to it yet. It's pretty good. Oh, yeah.
What you got on there?
We ask questions.
Sure.
So looking at our forecast, have anywhere on our radar where we're going to look at pay plate fees and maybe look at pre-adjusting those? I had some students over today, and not that I had students over, but friends that I know that have a few students, and they were talking about pay to play fees, and I was like, you know what? Because obviously they made choices. You know, they couldn't afford to do two sports, so they chose one. Chose to do a club sport, and not do one of the other sports. And it was
where's the
about the forecast we just looked
committee
at.
To be working.
Well, about
on
to say where's the work on that
extracurricular
for self funding. I know Matt had read that up, but
right. And a couple of the things that came out of that was something they're working on with the Y as one of the cost savings measures, making swimming and
gymnastics,
both club sports, which would produce substantial savings in athletics. The rental for the pool is significant. So now Joe and Aaron and I are going to get together to push forward on looking at that and pulling those committee people back together. We also had some change of leadership in the athletic booster group, and so we have some new players at the table too. I think Cal has taken over as treasurer or vice president, so
treasurer.
There's some new
of the MAA or
yes. So we'll get back together and then bring something forward and show you all that. The Y has submitted a proposal. We're running it through the attorneys before I bring it forward to you to show you.
Now, when you say swimming will be a club sport, they'll still compete as a varsity sport.
Compete in the OCC. They'll still letter.
Okay.
Because of an affiliation the Y has with U.S. Swim Club or U.S. I don't know that I'm exactly right on the title, but they have an affiliation with them, and they're able to provide the facilities and offset costs by going that direction.
Oh.
So the Y has been fantastic the past couple months working with us on different things like that. So I'll forward that. And then also this conversation, Joe's going to come together with a proposal about actually making the gymnastics a varsity sport as well.
Club sport.
It's club.
Mm-hmm.
It would be the same way. It's a club
school.
Run through
right.
the Y, but they would actually be able to earn their letter.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
That's a cool opportunity.
Yeah.
When that takes place, do we still have supplemental contracts for the coaches or no? Does
no.
the Y take that
Everything
over
goes through the Y.
So if our coaches wanted to coach, they would have to be, they would be paid by the Y.
Correct.
I see.
So a lot of
employed
that stuff
by the Y.
Or
that club. I don't know how that's clearly distinguished.
So I know that one effort about trying to reduce the overall cost of extracurriculars is one avenue. I was thinking back to when we raised pay-to-play fees. It was kind of just a $50, I think, bump. And it was, I don't remember how much they said they generated, but from that.
It was more than a $50.
Well, the last one was $50.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, right.
Yeah. And I think both times it was done when finances were not looking very good. Mm-hmm. And so I just was wondering if it's on the radar to revisit that now that, you know, finances might be a little more stable, especially if I remember correctly, $50,000 was what? What do you think?
You mean $50?
What's that? $50,000? $50 in pay-to-play fees generated how much?
Yeah, that's why I'm asking. You said $50,000. Yeah. I don't know what $50.
I know.
I can't remember.
I don't even think it was that much.
I can't tell you.
But it was. Anyways, it'd just be something worth looking at.
Okay. Have the certification from the auditor. It will bring in
$3,304,555,
6.56.
Okay.
$3,304,555.
How does that compare to
what? Just a reminder, it expires actually next calendar year.
Right.
That should bring, that shouldn't be any change in what it brings in, though, right? And that's what it brings in now, right?
That's what she has to certify based on this, the values now.
Right. So would that just change our effective rate on that then?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so are we ready to go for the next one? All right, then I need a motion to approve the resolution for submitting to the electors the renewal of the existing 6.56 tax levy.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. So, any further discussion on that? We know it generates $3.3 million.
I mean, my only comment was just that I know it's going to be very important that we continue to communicate as clearly as we did last time that it's no increase in tax, and that it expires the end of next year. By doing it now, it takes a lot of pressure off, and
it expires in 5 years. So it's it'll be up for renewal again in 5 years. It's not a continuing. It's just.
Right. Five-year renewal.
Just a five-year renewal. That's all it is. So.
Right.
I've already talked to Chris Mank and today, in anticipation of this evening, and she's on board to help us again.
Good.
Kenny is willing to help from the sidelines in different ways and can't commit quite the time, and I think being a high school principal for the first time, I completely understand.
Right.
So we are, we threw back some names, so I have some contacts to make this week for a co-chair. So we'll be getting the ball rolling again very quickly.
There we go. All right, any further discussion? Hearing none, then, can I get a roll call, please?
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Any further discussion?
Nope, except that I think I'm going to be freer now with all the medical issues out of the way currently, that I can help a lot more.
Very good.
Good.
That's good on both fronts.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We'll just keep it moving right that way.
Very good. All right. Anybody else? Doug? Tracy? Okay. Two? Ladies? Okay. Then I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Move in second. Can I get a roll call, please?
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mrs. Devine?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mrs. Powers?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Okay, we are adjourned.